College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back here live from Radio Row here on 96.5 The Fan, Kansas City. How the hell are you? Miss my town already. I know it's only been 2.5 days since we've been in New Orleans, but we'll be back soon. But hopefully we're coming back with some souvenirs, another trophy, and ready to celebrate once again a victorious Super Bowl that is down here in New Orleans. Don't forget, big game coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Community America Credit Union, member-owned, open to all, invested in you. Join today at communityamerica.com. And also, we're broadcasting live from Radio Row in New Orleans, thanks to our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of your Kansas City Chiefs. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy, drink responsibly.
Well, I think there's a couple of things that we can already say we've taken away from today. We're going to have at least Travis Kelce for another year. Mm-hmm. And Patrick Mahomes is as dialed in as I think he's ever been into going out there and winning another Super Bowl for the Kansas City Chiefs. We talked about it to start the show, the way he looked last night, and then just the folks that I've talked to, you know, around the organization, go, this is the one for Patrick. This one is going to be the one that separates him from everything else.
All right, we're now joined by Mike Florio here on Fesco and Dusty. Mike, how are you on this wonderful
Good.
Tuesday morning?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
I'm doing all right.
Great.
I wish I had a hurricane in my hand or a hand grenade, whatever they are. I think they're supposed to be kind of fun, but it would make this for an interesting time.
A hand grenade would definitely turn it into a party, okay. That's for sure.
Yeah, so would a hurricane. Yeah. You're going to be at Pat O'Brien's this week with your
that's
book, right?
We're going to Pat O'Brien's for our Picks podcast tomorrow night, 5 o'clock Central Time. Everyone's invited, and that's the home place of the hurricane,
yeah.
They tell me.
And
so,
you only need one, and then you're done.
That's what I've heard.
For the week.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, I like to push the envelope, so you know how we do things. But
it's such a busy week, though.
Yeah,
you have to really pace yourself. I kind of overdid it a little on Sunday night, and I paid for it yesterday. And yesterday's the slowest day.
Right.
But I learned a valuable lesson. I've been very careful. And this week, it's already, you know, I try to compare Radio Row from year to year. It feels like there's already more energy in here than there would be on a normal Tuesday, which tells me it's going to be even worse Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday than it usually is.
Stick around for 5 minutes. You'll see some energy on this side of the table. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, and the location helps, too. I mean, it's not West Coast, so more shows are out here. The morning shows are out here. Everybody's doing their thing because of where we are. And, you know, last year at the Super Bowl, you kind of stole the show for Kansas City, saying Andy Reid was going to, you know, kind of walk away and do all that kind of stuff. And he's locked and loaded and ready to go, you know, Clark said for the long time now, and that's great because Andy is one of the greats of the game. No offense, I'm glad you were wrong on that one. We get to keep Andy.
Let me clarify, because people believe what they want to believe, and
right.
They take whatever they hear and they twist it into something other than what I actually said. The Chiefs were bracing for the possibility he was going to retire after last year's Super Bowl. That is 1,000% true, if that's even mathematically possible, and I know it's not, but they were bracing for the possibility he was going to retire. Now, was it a leverage play to get his contract fixed? Maybe it was. Maybe if they weren't going to fix that contract, he gets to a point where he says it's not worth it for whatever he was making before. He got his raise, and now he's locked in. He'll catch Bill Belichick if he can physically continue. He might catch Don Shula as long as it takes for him to get there. But, yeah, he's locked in, and he's still there. But as of last year, the Chiefs were bracing for the possibility because they were scoping out potential replacements. That's how I knew about it. They wanted to be ready in the event that Andy Reid walked away. That's 100% or 1,000% or 1,000,000% true. At the end of the day, he didn't. He got his contract. And now it's not even a question. It's not even a question whatsoever. He's going to continue.
You know, it's interesting you say it that way because I've talked to general managers in baseball over the years. They always have like a list of like their 5 to 10 managers that they would go towards. Do you think it's that way in the NFL where every owner does have a list of people that they would go to?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why the Rooney Rule, for as much as the NFL tries to support it and advance it, and I think it's admirable, nothing replaces the fact that an owner knows who the owner wants. And maybe you can get the owner to slow down and think it through, but I'd say most of the time, 90% of the time, maybe between 80 and 90, the owner knows deep down entering the process who the owner eventually wants to hire.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, do it. You're not going to tell a multi-billionaire that they can't do what they want to
right.
do, and that's how it works. So I think that especially if Andy would retire during Patrick Mahomes' career, it's critical that Clark Hunt has an active list of guys who are or may be available that would be targeted to replace Patrick, to replace Andy Reid and continue the success that Andy's had with Patrick Mahomes. So, I get it would be bad business to not have that.
Of course, absolutely, yeah.
So you had mentioned last night that maybe this is the end for Travis Kelce. But we had Clark Hunt on today. He seems to think that he's not going anywhere. Still a year on his contract. I used to think that if they won, it's the Cinderella or the storybook ending, you know, propose to the superstar, get married, do your life off the field. I don't think he's going anywhere now. Hearing from the owner, seeing the energy last night, I think that, like, you know, why get off the bike if it's still going smooth and you have all this time to keep going and see what's next for, you know, maybe the tight end that could go down as the greatest of all time.
He's in a different position than other players because he will make more money when he stops playing than he's making when he's playing. If anything, his football career is getting in the way of him maximizing his earning potential.
Happened
away.
For me, too. I know what he's
right?
going
yeah.
through. Yeah.
But look at it this way. I mean, he's already involved in Hollywood, producing movies, acting. To get maximum effect, if you do walk away, you got to sell it like you're not. And I'm not saying he's lying. I'm just saying there's an element of show business to this.
Are you sure?
You want to keep it under wraps. You don't want that to be the centerpiece of the week. You don't want to take attention away from what your team's trying to accomplish. You don't want that to take on a life of its own. And maybe you feel differently once the confetti falls and it's done and you've gotten your three in a row. He's got 1 year left on his contract. Does he come back? He has said it. I know. But again, you might feel differently once it's done, and he might be holding it close to the vest. He might be in denial. He might be so focused on the task at hand, he's not even thinking about the possibility. But once it happens, maybe he walks away. Remember when Tom Brady got number 5, his ex-wife, Giselle, told him, now's the time to walk. She knew that was the moment that would be perfect. They'd suspended him that year for Deflategate. They had the 28-3 game. They came back and won. There's nothing more you could want. Well, yeah, he still won 2 more, but at what cost to his personal life? That would have been the perfect moment for him to walk away. She knew it. And then after he got the next one and the next one after that, what are you waiting for? When do you finally stop? Now, some guys just can't, and maybe at the end of the day, Travis Kelce is not willing to get off the horse that brought him to this life that he now enjoys.
Yeah, because once you stop, you don't go back.
Can't
you
go back.
You can't go back, and so I would suggest to an athlete, play as long as you possibly can until they tell you to leave. Right?
Nobody wants to have that Willie Mays last year, though.
Right, you're
where,
right. Yep.
Where people feel sorry for you, that they see that guy on the field and they think that's not the guy that we're accustomed to seeing.
Even Peyton Manning had that sort of thing. Where
oh,
they,
yeah.
You know, they didn't even
and
start
won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. With no
so
neck.
I want to ask you this. You cover a lot of football, have covered a lot of football. Do you, Mike Florio, have Chiefs fatigue?
I do not have Chiefs fatigue. Now, look, I root for great stories. And whatever it is that moves the needle the most, I'm all for it. Would it be better if other teams were getting to the Super Bowl if we didn't have Chiefs 49ers twice, if we didn't have Chiefs Eagles twice? Would it be better? I don't know. But it's a compelling story. It's the potential for history. I like a good controversy, right? Mm-hmm. I like something that gets people coming back to see what the latest development is. And I've always had this guiding principle that I write about the things that I'm interested in. And so I try to keep that part of me that was a fan that would want to say, what's the latest on this? What's the latest on that? What's the latest on this? Oh, that's a pretty good story. I want to know more about that. And I think we've had some success because I've stayed true to that. Not give people what, and you can't just give people cookies all the time. Sometimes you owe it to them to try to get their attention on something that's less interesting, but the Chiefs are interesting, and the Chiefs are on the edge of history. And I'd like to think that element of us that was rooting for Tiger Woods to catch Jack Nicklaus is still at play. But we all have a natural reaction to, can we please get someone else in these games? Could we just give somebody else a turn? Don't they say that to kids? Hey, Jimmy, give the other kids a turn. I think we just like to see different players, different faces, different names. But at the end of the day, we want great games. And the best way to get the best possible game is to get the two best teams. And I think we have the two best teams.
Yeah, I think we do as well. If Patrick and the Chiefs win this one in three-peat, is he the greatest of all time?
Yes. Yes.
Over time.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Although, I was asked this a little bit ago, I'd probably still take Brady over Mahomes in a one-game setting, just like I'd take Belichick over Reed in a one-game setting. But
why?
Over the course of time, I just think that, well, Belichick especially, he'll put together a game plan that will be masterful and it'll be aimed at exploring and exploiting your weaknesses, minimizing your strengths. I just don't think that his style is sustainable long-term. He wears people out. the Chiefs seem more sustainable. You're not going to have guys who get burned out and fatigued and just can't wait to get the hell out of there like I think happened in New England. And with Brady has the more established history of just making the big play in the big spot. Patrick does too, but they had one game against each other, and Brady won that game. And I know it wasn't Patrick's fault, and he did everything in his power and then some to try to close that gap. He was doing incredible things with his body to get the football into the hands of guys who kept dropping it, and they didn't have the blocking that day, and he had the bad toe. But Brady's 1-0 on the biggest stage, really 2-0 against him because of the coin flip, but that's the way it works. Like, some of these intangible factors that skew toward the Chiefs, when it was Brady versus Mahomes, they skewed toward Brady.
So do you think Tom will pass the torch on TV?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because my dream is they win, Jim Nance does his It's a Pat trick, and then Tom Brady does He is now the greatest of all time. I'm passing the torch to Patrick Mahomes. He's done something we've never done.
You know? I'd wonder if Brady's going to make his way down to the podium, because usually it's one of the people on the – like Terry Bradshaw,
Bradshaw
does it for
right,
Fox.
Right.
I just wonder if Brady ends up being the one to hand the trophy to Mahomes.
Well, Elway did it last year. Why not do it this
year? Yeah, hey, and Brady, you know, I can't hate on the hustle or the ability to get whatever you want. Has anyone ever gotten what he wants in this world more than Tom Brady? I can think of a few names that would trigger some people, one particularly who's sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But has anyone gotten what he wants in this world more than Tom Brady?
No doubt. Two quick ones before we get you out of here, Mike. We appreciate the time. Howie Roseman or Brett Veach, would you pick?
Well, one of them discovered Patrick Mahomes and one didn't. And so, you know, the Eagles have an incredible team, and I like both of them, and I know both of them. I would say Veach because I think Veach is more comfortable working with a strong head coach, because I think Howie's got some scars of being marginalized by guys like Chip Kelly, and I think that Nick Sirianni maybe isn't the best possible coach for the Eagles, but I think he's less threatening to the GM than other coaches might be. And I think Howie's history has him skewing toward guys, because it's human nature too, skewing toward guys that aren't perceived as threats. And Brett, now look, Andy is perceived as having more juice, but Brett has been the one that's done the work and set the table. And Brett's told the story about discovering this kid at Texas Tech and lobbying aggressively to get Andy to pay attention, and the rest is history.
So then the last one, we had Gerald McCoy on earlier. He said, disrespect when people say the refs are giving the Chiefs the calls to favor their outcome of the game. What say Mike Florio?
Well, I do not believe that the NFL rigs outcomes, because I do not believe the NFL is competent enough to pull it off. It would be a conspiracy that would require the silencing of folks.
Did you guys just become best friends?
Right? But here's what I believe.
Yeah.
The NFL has eliminated the firewall between football business and football integrity. And that moment became clear to me when they trotted out Troy Vincent, the executive VP of football operations, October of 2023, to defend the hair trigger roughing the passer calls. And he said, the most popular shows on TV are football games, and if your best quarterbacks are injured, it's not going to be the most popular show on TV.
Right.
I think that mindset, the link between the game and the money, it trickles into the subconscious of the referee. And in that complicated stew of processes and thoughts and your synapses and the message that goes from your mind to your hand, and you got your hand on your – like, I think that is a factor in the flag coming out for Patrick Mahomes. And somebody said to me yesterday, well, it's – you know, there's other great quarterbacks. Yeah. But he's the one that's playing every January. He's the one that's in the championship game every year. So he's the one. If it would have been Josh Allen against Bo Nix, Josh Allen's going to get the flags in the AFC championship game. Because, and again, it's in the subconscious of the officials, because the NFL has allowed business and sport to become blurred.
Yep.
And everybody who's getting a paycheck signed by Roger Goodell is on board with this idea that we got to get more, we got to get more, we got to get more. And one way to get more is to keep your quarterbacks healthy. So that's what I think is happening.
And I agree with you. I've been saying that like for the last decade. The business side, people have to understand the business side versus the sports side.
They don't care if the Chiefs win. They don't care who wins. They might have some teams that they particularly don't want to win.
Cleveland.
There might be some enemies of the league office from time to time, whoever they happen to be pissed off at any given time, like the Saints or persona non grata, at times the Raiders. But I don't think that they care. I don't think they'd even dare to try. It would bring the whole house down if it would ever get out, and it would be impossible. It would be impossible to keep it quiet if there was some great conspiracy out there to help the Chiefs win. My concern, if I was a Chiefs fan, is there's going to be a subconscious blowback and a correction from all the talk because the officials hear that too.
Yep.
And now they're thinking, I can't be perceived as being favorable to the Chiefs. I better keep the flag in my pocket, or I better throw it for this questionable hit on Jalen Hurts. Yep. That's my concern, that it goes the other way and it actually hurts the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
And that's- I was that way going into the AFC Championship game. I told these guys, I didn't eat the entire day because I thought we were going to see the overcorrection with Josh Allen.
Last one, where's Myles Garrett going next year?
Well, I don't know, but what I think they should do, the Browns should do exactly what the Texans did with Deshaun Watson. Basically, you have minimum terms that must be agreed to by way of trade before you get permission to talk to Myles Garrett. Four or five teams get pre-approved, the Chiefs, the Eagles. You know, he clearly wants to go to a high-end contender. You get all those teams to the table, and then Myles Garrett gets to pick his team, negotiate his contract, and that's how it gets resolved. But it's going to be a team that he believes is a Super Bowl contender right away. Somebody was asking me earlier about the Patriots. They're not a contender right away. He's going to want to jump on board a team that right away, with his presence, becomes a shortlist Super Bowl contender. And look, that assumes that the Browns will even blink. You know, Jimmy Haslam, the owner of that team, he may be stubborn and say, if you don't want to play for us, you sit your ass on the couch, just like Mike Brown, the Bengals owner, said to Carson Palmer in 2011. But if they're willing to do it, that's the way to do it, to get maximum return, and then Garrett gets to pick his spot. And it might be in Kansas City. Who knows?
Okay, that's it. We've got to stop
Thank
it there.
You.
Mike, we appreciate the time. Take care.
Thanks,
enjoy Nolens, man. That is Mike Florio. And again, all our guests are brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Kansas City is gearing up for their third straight title in Academy Sports and Outdoors. Has everything you need to rep your team during the historic run. We appreciate the time. We appreciate Nathan. We appreciate Mac, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. Go do something nice for somebody today, Kansas City. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind, stay tuned to 96.5 The Fan. It's Cody, Gold, and Drew coming up next from 10 to 2.